Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. When you see a chiropractor, why do they always talk about posture? It gets annoying after a while, right? The reason is posture is so important to keep your body healthy and your spine healthy and joints healthy. When you have good posture, your joints move normal. Your spine does not build up pressure in the overall spinal disc between the bones, a little wash between the bones. It doesn't hit the nerves that make the muscles become irritated, make the muscles spasm, cause pain, make your body stress out over time. When you have poor posture, it can be a longer term sign that can cause neck pain, back pain, pain down the arms, pain down the legs, along with headaches, along with fatigue, along with affecting your sleep. So today's workshop is about getting your posture better. These are certain exercises about problem. I'm looking at them right now on the highlight list, about six or seven of them. Get your body in the better, perfect posture position, maybe standing or sitting or even walking. How to make those muscles around the spine, the joints around the spine, stretch in that better posture position, what that means. And then over time, after you stretch, how to strengthen those same areas, make them stronger to hold that better position. With going in and out of COVID like we are right now and COVID getting better, pandemic, hopefully at least in the U.S., getting better, we're getting back to better normal, and normal meaning our normal routine, normal lifestyle, which may require more driving, more working, more stress. So as we get into there, can our body handle more stress by having better posture? And again, keeping that posture going with routine stretching and icing as you recommend to our patients, right? Hope you enjoy the show. Again, the show has highlights to the overall show itself. If you're on YouTube, watch the video there. You can go right to the highlight of that exercises. If not, go to previous shows too. If not, just enjoy the podcast, the exercise, and hopefully entertainment as you watch it. We'll see you next week. Have a great week in Easter, my friends. Have a good day.
Everyone ready? Here he is. I'm my normal groupie. Thank you for coming. And you ones too. What I do here is walk through what exercises in this talk is about improving your posture to look younger, to feel younger. Okay? It doesn't matter to me if you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. At that point, how do we all know where our body should be, and then from there, transfer to a better position? And by having our body being in a better posture position, our body can relax better. We walk smoother, we feel more relaxed. This is just, it's not me talking about what posture is, it's just science. Human physiology, if you want to call it that. We talk about how posture works and what's better posture. I always go start with everything, every time, is what is normal standing posture. Okay, Eleanor, how are you? See me in a little bit. So standing posture, I'll demonstrate first with the camera because I already didn't put the right position yet. Here, as we talked about several times already, is putting our feet against the wall, heels, hips, shoulders, and head, so our body feels what normal should be. Upland's pretty strict about their code enforcement, so they fall pretty straight, I'm assuming. Okay? So I'm going to go here again. Heels, hips, shoulders, and head, and see exactly how it feels. For me, it feels pretty relaxed. Maybe a little tight in the shoulder here, because I did shoulders this morning. But overall, it feels pretty good. People will have a normal position, and they'll do this, and they'll go, my back feels really tight. My neck feels really tight. The problem is when our body is naturally forward, hunching forward, what's called flexion, when we come back more than we're used to, that feels different, tight, sore, uncomfortable. So my job is to go, okay, where are you now? So they feel where normal should be, and then what's tight, what's sore, how do we adjust your body? Maybe your spine, might be your muscle ligaments, your overall neurology too, to get this to feel like you're better, normal, relaxed, versus where your body is here. Our body is an engineering machine, correct? Okay? Normal position allows the body to use less energy and become less stressed and handle more load. So when we have that better position, first of all, standing, we'll talk about sitting in a second, our body doesn't get worn out throughout the day. This by standing or, and this is more complex than I could, or walk this better position too. So if I'm here, move this out of the way for a second, and if I'm here, and I go off the wall, my next step in my page is going to be, how do we hold this better position when we're walking too? Can we do this so it feels comfortable over time? If my brain has told me, my posture being hunched forward is my normal, that's my brain saying this is good for you. Until you come to my office and go, I have back pain, I have neck pain, I have shoulder pain. Reason why. So how do we go from that better position on the wall to here and stay here over time? What I do for patients is kind of a simple rule of thumb is have them lean back on their heels. So when they're back here, their body can stay here and feel again comfortable and walk heel to toe when they're walking. So their body feels that weight on their heels and their lower back firing more to hold you back. When I lean back, these muscles of your lower back, your rectus spinae, they fire so you don't fall backwards and embarrass yourself. And you don't just want to fall in public, especially, even at home. My wife laughs at me all the time. So how do we do this? Here, we feel uncomfortable, so over time these get stronger, so these rectus spinae hold the erector, hold you up, so that your normal posture becomes this over time. What does it take to change something? Maybe posture, for example. Practice for how long though? Good, practice.
21 days,
3-4 weeks, maybe 6 weeks. But can you feel comfortable enough in a better position so over time becomes your new normal and you stay that way? So people, what, 3-4 weeks, they'll tell me, I feel this is normal to me now. Good, how do we reinforce that? Exercise. We want our brain to but sense through nerves, that motion with us walking on our heels, to retrain our brain to calibrate this as a better position over time. Okay? So go from standing, Chuck, how are you? So go from standing to how do we sit normally? Okay? Can you normally sit like this? What do people do? I go to my office, they're been trained ergonomically in their corporate office to have a step stool here, lean back in the back of their change the camera. Sorry, my camera guy is me today. Again. Here. They've been trained by ergonomic specialists, which probably not a name for them, to have a step stool here, feet in front of them, back in the chair, and try to sit up here and work over here. That's uncomfortable to me. That promotes your posture going from here to here to here to here. Right? It just feels like it's natural to me. And realize the weight of your head. Most weight your head is your facial bone, so the more your head goes forward, the more we do this, we're not going to look down, because that would be just weird. Our shoulders do this to hold your head up. So now you have a tight shoulder, lower back hunching forward, legs just sticking out here instead of supporting your body. So you want to have our body like the wall in a better position. What I treat my patients to do, it's called a sitting checklist, is having your feet either under your chair or on the sides, face of your chair too, with your knees below your hips. Okay, what that does is your lower back to sit up more, a natural curve of your body, as you come on the first third of the chair and go as far as you can, where you feel a little uncomfortable, you get to lean back more so you don't fall forward again and embarrass yourself in front of your friends and non-friends in the public area.
And it also helps you reach the keyboard.
Yes, you're here, right? Not out here. You know, or a mouse, or whatever you're doing. Okay, so can we do this even when we're more comfortable on our toes here, balance our body, so our body stays here, back on our toes, and our body feels bouncing backwards more, so our lower back works and gets more blood flow in there. Our shoulders drop and stay backwards in extension instead of being in flexion, we can actually breathe and not use as much energy. And this might feel good, and that whole position might feel good for the first 20, 30 minutes, and then you go, why am I so exhausted? But when you get up out of the chair, you go, how can I get up and go, now my back hurts? Because when we're not moving, our body is not causing blood flow, muscle growth will get more worn out, more fatigued. So as we're walking around, we may feel great. We hold a standing position abnormally, or if you hold a sitting position abnormally, and then our body will fatigue faster in abnormal position, versus a better sitting posture, standing posture, body won't wear out as quickly.
For me, these instructions are 75 years old.
Yes.
My mother used to say, sit up straight.
You said 50, Tom. You said 50 years old last time. Yeah, I'm increasing. Why is that? Because you're getting bigger, right? Okay? So, any questions so far about sitting or standing posture? Okay, I'm not going to run through this, though. This is really about you guys understanding what you need for you. Okay? I want to make sure we're giving you enough information that, can I go home after this and practice one or two things to make my body looser and over time stronger to feel better position to avoid those aches and pains as we get older? Aches and pain is not an age thing, okay? It's a lack of discipline thing. It's a lack of effort. It happens, again, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100, 120, whatever you want to call it. Can we practice the diligence with our exercise or habits, get our body to train to stay here in a better state posture by doing things to help promote that? I'm going to walk through two stretches for your back and neck right now to understand how do we make our body stay in extension instead of being in flexion all the time like we're naturally are. As we do what? We sit a lot. Okay, we sit a lot so our body will naturally lean forward.
Okay. It helps if you stay awake.
It does, that's you, Chuck, I understand. Yes.
If you went to a film or something like that, would you sit on the front third and do this for 2 hours?
Because my back is pretty strong, it wouldn't really matter for me. But if I'm doing editing a video, if I'm working on my desk, I'm going to be more here. But those chairs are meant to lean back, correct?
Right.
Good question, though. So if I'm in a recliner or a reclining chair, as long as I'm 45 degrees from horizontal, your back is going to be okay. So if your body naturally is like this in a recliner, or like I do my house, and I'm reclining, so I make the pillows into a recliner, leaning back this way, there's no back pressure. But if you're here, yes, and if you're here, yes. So we have to kind of figure out what works for your body overall. Any questions about that?
What about those big, you know, those big exercise balls? People sit on those
perfect.
In front of that.
Well, great, because you can't, you have to balance. If not, what's going to happen? You're going to fall off and embarrass yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
So you have to keep everything.
And you almost want a wider stance too, so you're out here on those balancing balls, so you don't fall. You have to almost lean back a little bit, because if you lean too far forward, then you go all the way to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So those are great to have if that's practical for you to kind of get your balance going.
Yeah, actually have chairs lined up.
That's perfect. They have so many good things out there.
Little chairs where you can put your feet back like that. Puts you right in that position.
There was one thing a few years ago, it was like almost like a workout machine to where it was a slanted thing where you put your legs inside of it, so it made you want to sit on that whole piece of wood and stay back here the whole time. Because we've gone to more, I think, in the sense more comfort and then ergonomically correct for our body. And it depends on what you're into. But when you know what normal should be for you, how do you get there and how do you promote that for yourself? And again, maybe buying a sitting ball, doing that, instead of buying a $2,000 chair that you don't really need.
And all those chairs just put you in, you know.
It's like
you're
the king or the queen of this, like, okay. Now you can't get out of the chair at that
point. Right.
You're stuck in the chair.
And I use so many pillows and I get buried in the pillows.
We talked about pillows last time before that, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how much people spend on pillows that make your neck or your back worse. And again, going back, if you want to talk about pillows, simple medium weight pillow from Target or Walmart is perfect. You know, you don't have to buy an expensive Turkish pillow that forms to your neck, because those pillows that form to your neck, for example, they're meant for someone who has a perfect neck curve. You don't have a perfect neck curve, it's gonna make your neck worse that way and cause problems. I personally, at least one of the people here that come to my office with that problem. I'm like, I apologize, this is what's happening to your body. And they, when they go like, how, I mean, you can't really bring it back sometimes, but understand what normal is where you are, how you transition, how to make your body to a better normal over time, so you can get to that point made. Yes?
Well, you're discussing the pillows that you sleep on. I'm discussing the pillows that I need just to sit.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm trying to get, sit up, and pretty soon I'm down watching TV this way, and it's
and you, it's adjusting your body. And okay, if I'm gonna sit watching you, right? I'm gonna watch like one piece of a long movie. I'm gonna make my pillows almost, if I'm sitting up, more supporting here, so I can lean back a little, but there's still enough give in the pillow where I'm still up here. So you have to figure out what works for you. My wife has a sitting chair, right? A reading chair. She has a pillow right in the back. Pillow in the front, pillow on the side, and a reading thing over here. I'm like, it's just too much stuff for me.
And I've been using those travel pillows on my neck.
Those are perfect too.
You know what? If her bike had fallen, she'd call me, Tony, can you get come on. I got work to do.
What about one of those wedge pillows?
If they work for you, yes. Is it more for it on your back or on your side?
No, this is like when I go to the physical therapy, yes. I have a wedge pillow, and then I sit up and do my leg exercise.
Perfect.
But I was thinking of getting one of those also to, like, if I want to read in bed.
Mm-hmm. Those are good for short periods of time.
Okay.
For short periods of time. When you're reading in bed, what I recommend is making your head, wherever you are in your bed, making sure your head can relax so your neck muscles are relaxed also. People will read by their necks like this, and the neck muscles are doing this. So can we actually get our head, and that pillow is behind us, or a thicker pillow, where the head pushes back on it so these muscles in front of your, called the SCM muscles, they relax instead of doing this.
I have a question.
One question.
There seems to be two kinds of pillows, the good old-fashioned kind.
Yes.
Push. You drop your head and then pop it up and pop back up. Mm-hmm. And then these others that are foam conforming, mm-hmm. and you lie back in there and they sort of uniformly press on the back of your neck. Which is better?
What feels good to you for a short period of time?
Well, the trouble is, I like the foam ones, but they overheat my head.
They're making your neck muscles stretch too much. If your neck muscles stretch when you're using a pillow where you feel that tightness, that's a good exercise, but not a good pillow to sleep with. A lot of pillows that make your neck want the neck muscles cause any pressure at all is we're going to overstretch your neck. So when you wake up the next day, you might feel good in your bed and say, wake up and go, how come my neck is sore? Because you want your ligaments and muscles to relax, not be under tension when you're sleeping. Maybe your back or your neck. So pillows, your bed, how you sleep side or your back and your stomach, wherever it is, make sure your body's relaxed the whole time. There's no tension in your hips if you're on your stomach. On your side, if you're on your side, are you going more fetal to make the lower back stay tight? You have to really watch what you're doing. So if you wake up the next day sore, how do you reverse what you did the night before to make sure you're doing the right thing for your body for the next day?
Can you recommend any particular analgesics to help that relaxation?
No, we can't. That's a different talk. We'll come next month. So how do we get our neck, again, going to neck and the lower back, to stretch in a better position for leaning back more? Okay, and keep it simple, again, very, very simple. Using a normal bath towel and wife's closet. Don't let her know I stole this one. That's one of her favorite ones. Floor has support, correct? Okay, versus a bed, just for this exercise. I'm going to put this pillow up top of my shoulders, my head to fall back, and to promote that head going to extension, it's going to lift up. So make sure you guys watch very carefully. It's very quick, very complex. All right, and that's it. So how do you get that head to fall back over a towel, for example, rolled up, so our head goes behind us to get that wall posture and sitting posture in better position? I like lying down, your neck muscles relax, ligaments are getting stretched. Ligaments control bone to bone. You want the bones to shift backwards, the muscle can adapt to better position by lying down to your head and gravity push on your head, so now you have an extra, not stress, but distraction or traction backwards behind your body. Okay? Everyone see this?
Yeah.
Good. Next part, so this is a complicated one too. You get our upper back to stretch in that better position too. You can do bring your arms overhead. Let them sit, just relax above your head if you can, even on the sides if it's more comfortable for you. So you stay here so your upper back can stretch too, make the whole lower body go into extension more.
That does not work with a full stomach.
It does because you're on your back. Boom, Chuck.
And how long do you take to hold that pose?
Good question. 1 minute, 1 minute. Only a minute. So 1 minute here, repeat, onto your side or on your body, and then 1 minute back here, arms overhead, just relax, and just breathe normally. If you had a full step, it's up to you. Okay, any questions about the neck stretch? Complicated, right?
No.
But it's doing it. It's doing it, it's doing it, it's doing it.
to make sure your body can stretch over time at least once a day.
Okay, when you said 1 minute, do you do that for so many counts?
One time.
That's it.
That's it. That's, you can get up and go dancing or something if you want to. I would recommend that. I'd hurt myself. Okay. I'm just joking, obviously. But a lot of it is keeping it very simple to start. And as you feel comfortable, then maybe add a second set. Maybe do it one more time. But you got to start somewhere, then from there, build a routine up. Routine takes sometimes 3 to 4 weeks, so you do it every day. I wake up in the morning, this is my routine. And there's time. But in the morning, get the coffee pot, start it up. I do my stretch about 15 minutes every day. I use a roller that's a little bit more harder than the towel. Stretch on my leg, my quads, do some abdominal work, got some planking, my hips too. So by the time my coffee is ready to go, I'm done with my stretches. It's just routine for me. What if I'm a morning person? My wife's a night person. So we come, sometimes I went to the gym this morning, we'll go to the gym tomorrow night together. That's her thing.
Can you do it in bed?
No, not this one, because it's going to be too much cushion. But the next one you can do in bed. Good, I'm glad you read the script today.
Are you suggesting you can sleep all night like that?
Nope, 1 minute, 1 minute.
Oh, 1 minute, good.
Sean, you've seen this one before. Okay, next one is here. I'll go this way this time. Is on your stomach. I like a bed because the bed has some cushion to push your body more into extension. I'm going to have you do is either use a pillow or a towel rolled up. And again, very complicated, right? Very complicated. That's it right here. Sorry. Sorry about that. This gets your lower back to stretch backwards in a relaxed position. Again, we're stretching ligaments out, not muscles. If your hips are relaxed on the bed, at that point, ligaments will stretch backwards along with your hips that are sometimes stuck in flexion. You'll get them to come back more than they're used to. So you could feel this in your lower back or front of your hips, even back of your hips, as your body gets that tightness out of your body. What I would do, good time-wise, is 1 minute here. If you're comfortable, if the hips feel tight, bring the legs up for 1 minute together, and then over to one side 1 minute. And then one more time, other side for 1 minute, get those hips to loosen up even more. Okay, so I'll repeat one more time. Here, 1 minute, lying down on your forearms, a relaxed position on your stomach. I like the bed because the bed has some cushion to actually get that more extension in your body. And from there, once your legs are relaxed for 1 minute, come up for 1 minute, legs up, bending just your heels in the one side, let your legs fall to one side, 1 minute, and 1 minute over.
Now, where is your chest, your stomach supposed to be in relation to that towel?
Just relax in this position, that's it. So your hips, your upper body does not move. Just your lower body moving the whole
time. Are you touching? Is the towel touching you?
Nope, it's just more for support, so if I get tired, I can lean down this way.
Oh, okay.
So good question. You can't, if it feels uncomfortable up here, feel like it's too sore, too tight, too uncomfortable, you can go on your stomach without the towel or pillow and go on your forehead or your temple. Or just relax like this, and start this way. So everything you do is a modification, correct? How do you feel in this position? I talk to my patients. It feels uncomfortable, sore. Good, let's just stay here. Let's not do the other ones until your body's ready, feels looser. You're going to have good days and bad days. You're going to know how your body's doing based on how much you can stretch and how it feels that stretch time that you do it. And again, one minute each position, only once. That's it. Not very complicated. Just got to do it. Have to do it or whatever it's called. Whatever proper Englisher is out there. Good English, I apologize. Oh, any questions about that one? Oh, exhausted. Okay. Upper body exercise. We talked about last time. I think maybe 2 times ago. How do you get our upper body to stretch more and go to extension? Okay. This wall over here. I'm going to do. It's a modified fly exercise where you go backwards instead. So I want to do, my body's like this. That means my upper back is a little bit weak, a little bit, if you want to call it, not as strong as it can be. You want our body to do this, be back here. We also want to stretch our upper body too in more extension also, so we get the overall effect of the stretch exercise together. Okay? We're going to stay over here. Again, good standing posture. Heels, hips, shoulder and head against the wall. Bring my elbows to my sides, my arms 90 degrees. Again, very complicated here, people. Very complicated. We're going to go here. Keep our thumbs up. You can use a water ball if you want. Come straight out. So your hands, if you can, touch the wall next to you. Then come back in. Okay? What it'll do over time as you do this more and more, elbows tucked in the whole time, arms out to your side so the hands touch the wall, is it'll allow your upper body here in the middle, get the blades to shift together, pin together as your hands go out. As your hands come back to neutral in front of you, get the blades come back there. So as you move the rhomboid muscles more, shoulder blade muscles together, that one is more blood flow, and you'll learn your body will stay up instead of staying forward. The problem is all day we're not thinking about these muscles back here, right? It's not my top part of every day. When you move to better position, these muscles support you to stay up here, in a better position, better posture, versus coming down here. Any questions about that? I call it the wall fly.
Oh, I wonder what you call that.
I just made up in my head like 2 years ago.
That's good.
It might be a professional name like rhomboid contraction, medial, medial something, but.
And how many?
I would do 10.
10.
Maybe start with 5 if you're comfortable. But the goal with this one, the technique is going to be when you come out, pause, and then come back in. So out, hands touch the wall, if you can, pause, and come back in. When you pause, really make sure your blades are pinching together, pinch, then relax. You can see mine bulge out of my shirt, so I still wear a tighter shirt today. One of those issues being at the gym where the shirt's like two sizes too small. See all the muscle in your body along with your guts popping out. Great. Nice look, buddy. Okay, any questions about that exercise? Next one. Saddle away first. Go over there with your mat.
If you don't agree with this, you can turn your thumbs down.
You can. Thumbs down or thumbs up or sideways if you like. You're neutral. That's where you are. That's where you are. This is going to be getting our lower back stronger over time. Okay? I like to do things standing for your lower back to get your overall body, your hips, and also your quads and your legs to work together to get that back strong here. When we walk, what do we usually walk? Our whole body, right? Our core, our back, our hips, our legs, everything. So why not exercise in a standing position, use your own body weight, make your body stronger here by moving that better position, by getting you strong in that better position. Okay, so I'll give a quick demonstration. I'm going to go on the wall first. I want that body to learn this better position. We talked about when we change posture, we have to move to calibrate our brain to feet to know it's changing. So I'm going to start with a wall squat. 5 here, hands in front of me. I'm going to come down only where my hips stay above my knees. I'm going to start over to just a good old process. I'm going to start on the wall completely, heels against the wall. I'm going to come out, my feet about 2 feet away from the wall, about shoulder width. Hip points straight ahead. That's the key, point straight ahead. Hips on the wall, shoulders and head on the wall, and hands in front. And slide down, hold to where your hips feel above your knees. If you're uncomfortable, you can put your hands on your quads, on your thigh muscles, and if you need to push yourself up slowly until you get more comfortable, your hands just in front of you. So whatever works for you, so maybe start here, slide down, hold for a second, and push up with your hands if you need to turn you more comfortable with that better position. Okay.
I do that at physical therapy. They have a slide leg.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that point, yeah, that's not the bow flex, it's called something else. Or you use that more of a leverage that way too. Okay. Any questions about this? Wall squat. That is the name of the exercise. I'd make that
that's
one.
That's what I want now.
Good, perfect, good, good, good. I would do with 5 to start. If you're comfortable, go to 10. What I recommend too, once you've done 5, here where you feel that position leaning back where you're more comfortable, then go to either a wall or a chair, I'll demonstrate with a chair, here, and try to put both hands back of the chair, keep your body up, and come down with your back being straight the whole time, hold, then come back up. A normal squat's going to be like this, so we do this, here. Normal squat. All legs, all hips, all glutes. I want to incorporate the back muscles too, promote again this posture so your rectus muscles get stronger to feel and maintain that better position so we look and feel younger, right? That's the plan. Here, two hands back in the chair, coming straight down, knees go in front of you, and sometimes we'll do this, we'll start turning the back. So just go here. Where you're comfortable, so get your legs and hips stronger to stay back on your heels, then come straight up in that modified squat position. Okay? As you get comfortable from here, using a chair, other than the wall through here, as you get more comfortable from the wall, you use the wall to push off a little bit, push your body back, come down, pull, and come back up where you're comfortable.
It makes that coming back up look easier than it is.
Yeah, it's called practice, years and years and years. I was watching that one video of a powerlifter. He was an Mr. Olympia 8 years in a row. He used to squat 800 pounds. And the interview was him having his third back surgery. So, was that worth it to him? He said, yeah. For him, he still lifts weights, even after his second surgery. So what's comfort level to you that you need to make your back stronger? It starts with your body weight. That's all it is, your body weight. People that go right to the weight room and want to lift this weight, they're in my office the next day. Maybe a couple of days, they're stubborn. But how do you start with just your body weight with good form? Then from there, then if you want to add load, you can.
How often should you do this during the day, and how many times in a set?
I would do one set once a day.
Okay. I'm done.
Good.
So one set is one time?
One set is one time. All you do is feel those muscles fire back here with load, so you know where your body is. But if you're walking all day long like this too, seeing the better position, this just reinforces where you are now. Starting with one, when you're comfortable, maybe twice a day. Depends what you want to do. But getting your routine started is the key. Okay?
All of these together is important, isn't it? Do it all at the same time so you can...
That's my routine. That's my quick boom warm-up.
Not 1 minute here and then go do something for a couple of... Oh, do a couple squats.
I would forget what I did the last time.
Yeah.
I'd have amnesia. Yes.
Your body is just like... goes into muscle memory.
Muscle memory, habit, routine, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a routine down, you're going to know after 2 or 3 weeks what I missed. That's what I do when everyone's still sleeping, when it's still dark in my house, to be honest with you, before the dog's even up. So it's done. So I know my routine's done, checklist off, now it's go walk the dog, go to the gym. So I know my body's ready for that. That's the key. This is a set of 3 squat exercises. Okay, just a quick review. Wall squat first, load coming down on the wall, hold and come back up. Either chair or balancing on the wall, squat coming down, and just for balance, push your body back, heels, stay in your heels, back to straight the whole time, hold and come back up. The other one is just a free modified squat. Either taking the weight, I'll use a towel so I have something next to me, either weight up front, even something light, because when your hands are in front of you with a weight, what your body naturally do? It'll lean back more to counterbalance. Something even light, in a coffee cup. Don't drink your coffee, then you might spill yourself. Same. And one. Here, coming down, pull, and coming straight up. It's going to take time, it's not going to be easy. Can you do it slowly, where we're uncomfortable again, make your body healthy until we're comfortable? And then if you want to, add some light weights. Okay. Good. Down here. Go down away.
A good time to do this is during commercials on TV.
Yes. Yeah, like 20 minutes.
That's how long.
I mean, really
yes.
Hard to keep my back straight.
Against the wall first. You ready one more time?
Doug.
Thanks, Doug. Okay, Doug. Against the wall. Good. How does that feel just against the wall?
I feel like I'm going to fall over backwards.
Perfect. That is why you're right. Good. Done here. When you look into head two, keep your chin down a little bit more.
Okay.
Good. So your chin, so you want to have your chin go back, not tilt your head.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so used to it.
That's okay. It's called your breathing. You relearn everything, right? Takes time.
Okay.
So now, bring your feet forward. Good. A little bit more.
Good right there. Because you're tall, too, a little bit wider.
Okay.
There we go. Does that feel okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm going to have you do a slide. Keep your hips on the wall.
Okay.
Shoulders and head. Hands in front again. And watch me first. I'm going to slide down. Hold. Only halfway down, then come all the way up. With the head against the wall, too.
Good.
There. How's that feel?
It was easy, but I'm not. My shoulders and head aren't.
So let's go slow. The slower we go, Doug, allows your body to calibrate your brain faster because you're going to feel more uncomfortable.
Okay.
Okay. So head against the wall.
Okay. No one gives it. Not
what's your right hand.
There you go. There you go. I don't want to grimace. It's not want to abuse. No, I don't want to abuse here. Come on. Right there. Where you're comfortable. So and this is good. This is a good thing. If you're here, I don't want you to go all the way back here because that's going to tilt up. Your body's going to fight you. Go back where it feels uncomfortable and not painful.
Okay.
Okay, keep your eyes open. Slide down slowly. They're not that slow, only if that's the lead to work at. Right there, hold it right there, and come back up. There we go. It's a lot harder, correct?
Moving hard, it's just I can't keep against the wall.
When we go fast, it feels like it's okay. When we go slow, you're going to know exactly what you need to focus on. When you come down to it, make sure when you put your hand back here, I want you to start this too, is because your back is in a little bit of this when you're coming down. Okay? Put your hand here. By doing that, you're going to maintain that curve in your lower back the whole time so your glutes, your hips, stay on the wall the whole time too.
Okay?
So come on down there. Good. How does that feel?
Okay.
Good. Come back up. Yeah, it's a lot better. Hips are more against the wall this one, too.
Okay, thanks.
So I would do that to make your body so you can go slow so your body knows what it's working on.
Mm-hmm.
So that there's fire to tell your brain, hey, we have to make sure you maintain that posture.
Okay.
That's what I would get. Okay. Just turn around.
Which is more important, keeping the head straight or keeping it back against the wall when you're looking up?
Well, keeping it straight instead of being tilted. Straight, looking straight ahead. So get still here, hand on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have you now is feet off the wall, good. And looking straight ahead. One of these two hands to start, so you have two hands feel. You want to feel like you're getting pushed back, you're pushing your body back. Does that feel okay?
Mm-hmm.
And again, head straight ahead.
Okay.
It's a learning process. It's a learning process,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Plus you're on camera, everything. We'll see you right now. So walking first, coming down. These go forward, squeeze these on the heels, hold. And then when you come up, push against the wall to keep your body straight the whole time. Looking here.
Oh.
It's fine. Not easy.
No, I chose instead of on
you. Because you have tank cap, that's okay. Come back up. Put your back to your. Look at this. So happy.
Right?
Yeah. Good.
Are you supposed to be on your toes?
I like the heels, but as long as the body is balanced, it's even harder to do it that way because you have to balance your body back the whole time. Okay. Now the chair. Do the expert on the wall, as we can see. Here, I'll demonstrate first again. Here. Down, hold, and come back. And again, that's it. It's a training process.
It's a learning process.
Don't go too low.
No.
Don't go too low. Because I want your back to work more. Hey, go ahead. Come down. Hold. And then come back up. Do it one more time. Down. Hold up. Then come back. How's that feel?
Up on my legs.
Perfect. I like it. Next part. Let's see if, instead of tells you the chair instead of nothing. Let's see the towel. Yes.
They demonstrated this on TV and they said you could use the kitchen or the bathrooms like you did.
You can use an RV, you can use your neighbor. As long as your body feels like you're on something that's more stable, it's the key. As long as your neighbor's stable.
I don't trust my chair.
I don't think I'm stable either.
How many repetitions is this?
So don't sit down. I'll do five. So here. Feet again wide enough so you feel comfortable, feel balanced. Move back on your heels, come down, hold, then come back up. All right, so right over here. There you go, Ben.
Oh, a little harder, huh?
Yes, it is.
I found it.
Wow.
Good, your brain's going, what the heck is
doing? I'm trying to do a squat.
Yeah, exactly,
like
exactly. So you're going exactly where you should go, hold, and come back up. I like your staying slow, because your brain's recalibrating it right now. It's learning what you should be doing. You want your brain to feel uncomfortable and stressed, to change what you normally do. Got it.
Okay.
And which one is that called?
This is called the modified squat.
Okay.
So wall squat, chair, or I call it chair squat, and modified squat. Good. Okay. We can feel it away.
You don't want the knees to go beyond the right angle.
Yeah, you want your knees, your hips stay above your knees. There we go. Come down one more time. All right, up. There we go. Good, come back up. So you feel exactly where your body when it starts to tilt, you stop. You come back up, that's exactly what you want to do. As you get stronger, you can lean back more and feel more comfortable that way.
Thank you.
Welcome. Last one, Devin, you use one more time. Sorry, I have to pay you later. Okay. I want to see how you walk. So stand over there and walk this direction. How does that feel?
Normal.
Good. It feels like you're normal, correct? Okay. I want to do now, walking this way, is head up, chin up, not looking down, and walking more on, say, this outside line of the carpet. I'm not sure why it's helping. Hold it. You're here. Feel what's up. Okay. It's real slow. And say you feel that. And to start, put your hand on the wall, just a finger, so you have that sense of balance and security mind or something.
We used to call that heel to toe. Heel to toe.
Heel to toe. Exercise. Good. I like that position. I like the smile. Looking good, Doug. Looking good. Good. How's that feel?
Neurologist, I didn't do this. Can I fall down in the hallway?
Let's not fall down here because I have no liability insurance.
This is this problem.
I'm going to run out of the room.
My head?
Head to head. That's good. And switch sides. Do 5 steps each way. Head up. Look up. How does that feel?
Good.
Now that let's do it without touching the wall. If you're gonna fall toward the wall. Don't hurt anyone in the room.
It's harder over here, so I'm balanced. So I
did.
I did
right.
Head's been really good. Right there. It's okay. Your brain is learning better balance, but when you lose your balance. Good, right there. Stop, and then turn around the other way. How does this feel, Doug? Good. Now, take your time. Good.
Would it be easier at first if you walked a little faster?
It would, but it would defeat the purpose. I want you to feel uncomfortable.
I was going
to
say that. When I walk fast, my balance is a lot better.
Easy. When I saw you first talk about, he's cruising. He's fine. Now, I want you to walk normally. Head here. And lower your feet when you walk. Like you're going in a wedding or something. Wedding reception. Down the elbow. Okay.
Feel.
I would just roll your feet. To normal width of your hips. How's that feel?
Good.
Now turn around and walk normally at your normal pace. How's that feel?
Good.
Now walk this way, last one. Stay on your heels the whole time when you walk. Sometimes I'm saying not on your heels, but when you're walking, go heel to toe, but stay back through your heels the whole time instead of being here. Yes, that's the L I'm looking for.
I'm doing it.
Does it feel comfortable?
Uncomfortable, yes.
Perfect, you're doing it right. Turn around one more time. Now walk with your body natural pace like I'm doing right now. Here, heel to toe. My body's up and my body feels like it's going backwards.
Don't try to do it without looking down in upward street.
Yeah.
Sure.
as Chuck does every day. How's that feel?
Different.
Good. I want you to feel different and comfortable when you walk. Mm-hmm. Your body learns this posture over time. Mm-hmm. That's the plan though. It takes about 3-4 weeks, like I said.
Well, you know, I have to ask her all the time. I can't tell. I think that I'm straight, like you said. I didn't know my head was left out. I thought I was against the wall.
No, she's like, she's tired of me. I tell her every day I'm tired.
Well, he slept for, I don't know, 30 years with laying flat on the bed, but his head goes up the wall. and it has caused the curvature in his neck, and he can't get it, you know, like.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to force it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna take time, maybe months.
Sure.
But can we train back here so our body gets more comfortable and stronger back here so it stays there? Mm-hmm. It just takes time to. And keep your head off the wall. That's just weird. What is something where like a twin bed? You have no room in your bed? Thank you, sir.
For reading for 8 hours in grad school.
Yeah, it's called me. And that's a good point, because we all adapt to our stressors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe long drive to LA for work, maybe studying for tests, maybe seeing a desk all day. But can we do enough exercising to negate that stress on a daily basis so net end of the day before we go to bed, our body's more relaxed? If we sleep relaxed, wake up with more energy, handle day 2, 3, 4, 5, 500. Depends on where you are. Any questions?
Well, the trick is to keep your feet pointing straight ahead and one ahead of you.
Exactly.
When you're really walking, it's like that.
That's the key. Anything else for our show today? If I have any popcorn or waiters, waitresses, that's all I got for you.
Thank you.
But if you're new to my classes, I have an email list I'm going to give you right now, or please pay my email if you want to. Can email you this video in about a couple of days once I have a chance to upload to YouTube. Direct, there's no like you have to click it, whatever. It's just directly to YouTube, a free video. Boom. Like Doug gets every month.
Really nice.
What I do. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Just here.